Bartenders, chefs, cooks, pastry chefs, home cocktail aficionados, you are not going to want to miss this whole episode where we feature Anjali Bhargava of Anjali's Cup. Here you will learn about her journey into business and all of her amazing creations. Be sure to reach out to Anjali and Anjali's Cup and let them know what you thought about the podcast. Cheers! Ladies and gentlemen, craft spirit enthusiasts, and those interested in the intoxicating world of craft distilleries, cideries, meaderies, wineries, and the occasional foray into breweries. It's Rich Shane, and welcome to Fermented Adventure, the podcast, where we bring you the fascinating people that are making the mash, fermenting, distilling, bottling, pouring, and delivering to you some of the finest libations in the world. Before we get started, here are a few housekeeping items. Thank you for bringing the podcast into wherever you are and whatever you're doing. We truly are grateful that you have chosen to listen and make us part of your day. It would mean the world to us if you left a 5-star review. This helps us climb in the rankings, and it makes it easier for others to find us. Don't hesitate to leave us your comments as well. If the podcast didn't meet your expectations, tell us why. We're always striving to improve. You can find us at fermentedadventure.com. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Fermented Adventure. Email us at fermentedadventure@gmail.com. All right, FA Nation, let's meet our guests. She's Anjali Bhargava. I'm Rich Shane. This is Fermented Adventure, the podcast, and we get to talk turmeric today with Anjali and Anjali's Cup. Anjali, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be here.
I told you before we started, I'm caffeine free right now. So this is unique. What I want to know and what I want to share with my listeners is, how did Anjali's Cup get started?
So Anjali's Cup, as we know it today, got started because I started my company as a snack company, actually. And I made a snack that is to this day, people ask me about all the time. But I had to discontinue it because it was not scalable. And the stress of me trying to scale it that first year induced really bad hangovers. I'm like, I'm already in the fermented world here, not hangovers, migraines. So the stress of having a business like this and having sold subscriptions really set off this terrible string of migraines that I just couldn't manage. And I've had migraines and headaches throughout my life, but never like this, where it was like multiple times a week, I'd be in bed for a day or two. It was just very debilitating. And meanwhile, you know, it would like happen in the kitchen. And so I started popping Advil and Advil migraine, and they worked, but like within a week or two, my stomach started telling me that this was not sustainable. Like when you're taking 800 milligrams of Advil every day,
that's not healthy.
It's so bad. And it wasn't in alignment with my values. I knew better. I grew up in a household where turmeric was the solution for everything. And my mom just knows every remedy. Like, you know, you use carom seeds for this, you use cardamom for this, she always had a pantry with all of those ingredients. She always told us why she was using what she was using in a dish or for a remedy. And I've also gone through a lot of health issues. So I grew up with autoimmune issues, particularly psoriasis, which isn't necessarily the worst issue, but it can be quite, it can restrict your life in ways that people may not imagine. So I've gone through punch karmas. I've lived at Ayurveda ashrams, and I know better, basically. So I had always had an appreciation for turmeric, but what I didn't like was the taste. Most turmeric on the planet is super, super processed. It's one of the most nourishing, magical things that the planet grows, and we destroy it in our processing. And I only came to that because I didn't like the taste of the processed turmeric, but as soon as I tasted fresh turmeric, I was like, wow, this stuff is delicious. How does it go from this delicious, beautiful, fruity, bitter, magical root to this really intensely bitter, almost metallic powder. And I realized I had an Excalibur dehydrator. I started juicing. I'd been going through a juicing phase. So I had like an Omega juicer with a blank screen. So I started making a pulp basically of turmeric, ginger, lemon. And sometimes I would add jalapeno in there because I like a little bite. And I would freeze ice cubes of this pulp. And then when I wasn't feeling great, I would pop that into a cup and add hot water. But I thought, you know, it started really helping quickly. So I thought, you know, what if I could make this in a format that was even easier, that was more shelf stable? So I pulled out the Excalibur. I took that same pulp that I was freezing and I dehydrated it instead. And that was like, it was amazing to have it on hand. I started drinking it every day. Sometimes I was having it twice a day. And within 2 months, my migraine stopped altogether. So I kind of realized that I was really benefiting from the fact that I had made something that was not only super potent and fresh, but also tasty. And I figured if I could make this could really be a great contribution to the world. So then I went after that and I found a farmer who is growing amazing turmeric. And within another year, I launched Resilience Turmeric Elixir, which is still the sort of signature blend in my assortment.
Well, we met at the Coffee Fest at the Javits Center. And one of the things that stood out was tasty, delicious, and refreshing too, because if you're doing teas and coffees and you keep going from the one booth, there's only so many caffeinated beverages you can drink and your taste buds kind of get blown out. But this was like, wow, it's like the seas parted, the skies opened. I was like, oh, you know, he's like, wow, this is wonderful. And, you know, I love that we get to talk turmeric today. And we talked prior to the podcast being recorded about how, you know, mixologists and bartenders and pastry chefs and people now can take this wonderful turmeric that you are just doing magical things with and make these cocktails. I mean, so for Fermented Adventure, if we see somebody that's making, let's say, a turmeric mead, or somebody that's making a cocktail with turmeric, it's like nothing else could be on the menu. That's what we gravitate towards because we just love the complex flavors and just all that is there in the turmeric. You know, you talked about, you know, you can get turmeric here, turmeric there, but what is it about, you know, your sourcing? You found this farmer, and what is it for you about the quality? What is it that stands out about quality of turmeric?
So this farmer is doing something really exceptional. He grows many varieties of turmeric, for one thing. He grows it in exceptional soil. So not only does he, not only is it certified organic, but their whole thing is about, you know, regenerating the soil, about, you know, I remember I get chips of turmeric. I remember seeing these little brown, you know, streaks on them and asking him, and he said, oh, that's from the coconut fibers that we put into the soil. And he'd never even mentioned it to me. I didn't, you know, at that point I tasted it and I'd gone with it. But you know, I didn't realize all of these different levels, like the animals that are there and the plants that are grown, and all the different things that they do to make sure the soil is as rich as possible. And, you know, even as they grew the farm and bought more land, they made sure that they did it in places that were not downstream or downwind from places that were using pesticides, so that they made sure that, you know, it stayed as clean as possible. And I feel like that comes through in the ingredients. So not only are they doing all of those things to give us the best roots, but then rhizomes technically, but then I use three different varieties. So in my turmeric elixir, you don't actually find the typical Indian variety, which is a little more bitter in taste, and it's actually fairly low in curcumin. But by doing the blend of three, I'm not only able to achieve about 6% curcumin, which is super high. It's at least double of the standard amount. But I'm able to achieve this really smooth, beautiful taste and a broad spectrum of benefits because each variety, each strain of turmeric has its own benefit profile. So, you know, for instance, white turmeric, which is not so common in the West, is used pretty heavily in Eastern medicines, like in Chinese medicine. If you have a joint problem, white turmeric is a go-to item for that. People will actually mash it into a paste and apply it onto a sprain. So that's something it's like an added value, both nutritionally, as well as for taste. So it gives you this really smooth, light, fresh, but also ultra potent blend. And then my farmer actually slices and flash dries it. So very little heat, but very intense heat for a very short period of time, which means that the turmeric is not overcooked. And I actually get those chips unprocessed and we make our powders fresh for each batch. So it's not sitting around. A lot of the turmeric on the market has been boiled straight off the field to speed up processing. And then it's ground and commodity traded. You don't know what farm it's from. You don't know how old it is. And you don't know what may have been added to it because of the processing. So a lot of times they're so overprocessed that they add coloring to it to bring it back to the color it's supposed to be, which is irony to, like, you know, turmeric has traditionally been used as a dye. And here we are actually adding color to it because you've stripped the color from it. And then that color, of course, can then have lead in it, and, you know, because they're not using food grade colors. So it's honestly a tragedy. But I was super happy that I could find this beautiful turmeric and put it out and make it available to the world.
Anjali, I feel like I'm getting this like master's class in turmeric. And, you know, here we are on our fermented adventure. And you know, for what we do is I hope for the listener that this is just kind of like that little rest stop from, all right, we've been drinking beer and distilled spirits and it's after Memorial Day and we need that uplifting, you know, natural health something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That we have all these experiences and, you know, occasionally people who are listening to our podcast, they may have aches and pains. They may have some migraines. They may have had that wonderful evening of enjoying spirits and libations and cocktails. And they're like, how do I get rid of this migraine? Or what is a better way for me to be?
For hangover,
for more healthy. So one of the things you provided for us was the turmeric elixir that you've talked about a couple of times. Yeah. This is one of those things. So the packaging is so wonderful. It's calming in a manner. You know, you're going to get something. It's like, oh, I feel so much better. And this is something here that this resilience turmeric elixir, this is those packets. So it comes in a box with packets. So that's what, you know, maybe let's a bartender is putting into a cocktail. Is that how they're using it?
So the packets are really, for me, the genesis of the packets is that it's something that I travel with. My family started traveling with. Turmeric and ginger are also natural blood thinners. So I am very passionate about seeing this getting into airports and into flights because it, you know, thinning the blood, you know, if, you know, like I have older parents, like older family members, I know they all take baby aspirin before flying, but the truth is like,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's something, well, once people are older, I think, you know, in 60s, 70s, then people will start telling them, unless you have an issue, like if you have a vein issue, they'll tell you to take baby aspirin. But the truth is people have blood clots even earlier in their life. And so like just having a little turmeric and ginger on the day that you fly can prevent that. It's such a simple little thing. Now, I can't actually like make that health claim. But I think as people get to know the benefits and even just as they become available, there's sort of a cultural awareness that happens around ingredients. So the packets are really more so that you can have it on the go. Like how many times, you know, you end up out and you have a meal that doesn't quite sit right, or you have a workout that's a little more intense than you expected it to be. And you're like, oh, I'm going to be really sore. you have a packet of the turmeric elixir on you. You throw that into your water bottle or get, you know, a cup of hot water and throw it in there. And it's really going to help your body deal with that. Or if you're like, you know, go out for one drink and it turns into two or three, throw that packet of elixir into your next cocktail or have it in the cup of water that you have in between. And it's really going to help your body. It's not going to take away the buzz, but it is going to help your body flush some of those toxins. And a hangover is basically dehydration and toxins, right? So turmeric will not only help you stay hydrated, it will help flush the toxins out. So you're getting to the source of the hangover before you have it. So having those packets on hand is awesome. However, I also do sell it in loose format. So I have a tin that has 20 servings and I have a 60 serving pouch. So most of the bartenders will actually probably make like a batched simple syrup with the powder, or maybe they'll mix the powder right into a cocktail. If you're making like a hot toddy with it, for instance, you would probably just mix it with the hot water, the way you would throw a tea bag in, you would just mix the powder in. But if you were going to make like a margarita with it, which is fantastic, I just swap out the like orange liqueur for the turmeric elixir. And I put that right in. I'll make like a concentrate of the simple syrup, the turmeric elixir, and then I'll add my lime juice into that. And then it makes it really easy to make a larger batch of margaritas if you want.
We're making those margaritas at some point soon, because now you, this is like something like nothing else that I think I've ever had. Pardon the interruption. If you like what you hear, if you love what you're hearing, please share the podcast. Please take a screenshot of the podcast, post it on your social media, tag us, just to let everybody else know about Fermented Adventure, the podcast. We'd be grateful for your help to grow our podcast. This turmeric elixir. So when I said to you, I was really looking forward to this podcast. Yesterday, I biked 100 miles and I was so excited that I'm going to like kind of utilize this as my rehabilitation plan for biking. So this elixir, you said you could just make this as just as a tea that you normally would. Yeah. I feel like I'm being transported back to the coffee show that we had and where we met, because this wonderful earthiness, the ginger and the sweetness, and there's so much going on here. Now I'm thinking, wow, I can't wait to stick tequila in here. But for the purpose of today, I did make three different cups of the three expressions that you bought. I wanted to try it. I wanted to share. And this elixir, this wonderful, these little on-the-go packets, I'm sticking it in my water bottle now when I bike. You just gave me a great idea.
And it makes it it's more diluted. I often at night, like after a workout or after just a long day on my feet on the, on the trade show floor or something like that, I'll have it as a shot. So I'll just put it into 2 or 3 ounces of water and have it as a hot shot before I go to bed. And it just helps me wake up fresher. But if I'm out for a long day and I'm taking a big water bottle with me, throwing it into the water, you mix it with a little water first so it doesn't clump up. But having it in the water bottle with maybe a squeeze of fresh lemon, it already has lemon and lemon peel in it, but I feel like enhancing that lemon when you're having it in cold water is a great way to thank your body.
This is like a huge workout secret that now you're sharing on the podcast. So people are going to be running around sticking all this stuff in their water bottle. And their friends are going to be saying, wow, what got into you? And they're going to say this resilience turmeric elixir.
That's right. And I call it resilience for that reason, because that's like if people ask me in a nutshell, what is this turmeric elixir going to do for you? What I like to think is that it gives people that resilience to contend with whatever life throws at them. So whether it's your muscles or it's difficult coworkers or whatever it is you might be dealing with, I feel like having a stronger foundation. That's why I said my tagline is the gift of good roots. So I want it to be that every time you have a cup of this, you're not only, dealing with whatever you're dealing with today, but you're actually nourishing your roots. So you have that stronger, deeper foundation so that you can grow and achieve whatever you want to in life.
Ingredients: organic maple syrup, organic turmeric, organic ginger, organic whole lemon, organic lemon peel, organic black pepper.
Yeah,
that's it. And
that's it.
There's a hint of sweetness. I get more of the peppery, gingery warmth I get the earthiness of the turmeric. There's a sweetness here. It, again, I think about, all right, what can I do to make a cocktail out of this? And this is going to mix well, as you said, with a margarita, with vodka. I'm curious, even with something like a real botanical, like a floral, more herbaceous gin, what that would do with that. And so many great ideas. This is a treat. This is like, I say this because we find wonderful people like you and what you're doing. And if you're a bartender and you're looking for that secret weapon that people are not doing, this is it. And what you're going to have is you add to the value of your cocktail program and you really stand out. And people say, well, I only could get this at this because they're using some of this magic turmeric that nobody else can get anywhere except on your website, which is what?
AngelisCup.com. So AngelisCup.com.
And that has a list of all the expressions that you have and everything you can buy shipped directly to your house or a bar or restaurant near you. Yes.
Yes. And for wholesale also, like if there's a bartender that wants it, they can get it from Fair, which is a wholesale marketplace, F-A-I-R-E. And I have a link on my website to that as well. And then also like Barista Underground. So it's, I have actually more baristas. I have more coffee shops using it than bars, but that's actually something I'd like to see. I'd like to see more bars using it because it is such a great, unique ingredient and a way to set your bar program apart from others.
Yeah. And if you're going in, I love that turmeric latte. But to your point, I'm always like, is it real? Is it artificial? What am I really drinking? And that's my hesitation for something like that, because then you find out it's loaded with sugar or corn syrup or non-organic, or as you said, you taught me things like I could just be drinking a lead balm. I don't know what I'm drinking. And I'm always hesitant just to do that because I feel like, all right, if I just go in for my coffee and that's something I know I have more control over versus that turmeric latte, which I love. I fell in love with those in London and, it was almost like everywhere we stopped, I had to get one of these. So,
and you probably had good ones and bad ones, right?
They all, after a while of drinking, they all seemed like good ones to me. I just didn't know what was in it.
Right. Well, and the beauty of mine is that, if you try it out as a latte, you're going to see that without doing a lot to it, it tastes great. So
all right. Well, so I love how you just, so we have two things here. We have the chai masala that has extra ginger, and we have the Maz Haldi Dud masala. So did I screw that up? Did
Not
I
say bad. That right? Maz Haldi Dud masala.
All right.
So
you are very forgiving.
The elixir was something that was my sort of innovation. I say it's like Ayurvedish. It's based on Ayurveda, although Ayurveda doesn't use maple. But I always say if there were maple trees in India, Ayurveda would use maple. The other two products are more traditional products. And I thought it was important as someone who is a representative of my culture and my heritage to use the right words. To use the right names. So the chai masala is traditionally a spice blend used in masala. So chai, and this is, a lot of people are very confused about this. You go to a lot of places and they have chai on the menu and people assume that chai has spices in it, but chai just means tea. So if someone has a chai tea latte on the menu, they have a tea latte on the menu, which, sounds really stupid to a large percentage of the world. So chai just means tea. Masala means spices. So it means a spice blend of some sort. So this is like a chai spice, right? And that is how it's done in India. And I think a lot of your audience would appreciate that, you want to control the ratio of things. You want to control how strong the tea is when you're making a cup of tea. You want to control how spicy you want it to be, how sweet you want it to be. And the spices allow you to do that. They also allow you to use the spices separately from tea. So you can add those same spices into a coffee. You can add those same spices into oatmeal or smoothies or a cocktail, or really, you can use it to roast vegetables with, just because the purpose of the masala the intention of the masala is for tea doesn't mean it's limited to that at all.
So cook with it, make a tea out of it, make a cocktail out of it. This is like the holy grail of secret spices, isn't it?
It's a perfect sweet spice. So it's like, I think the way that, you know, in traditional baking, like cinnamon and vanilla are used in everything. This can really become that sort of transformative spice blend that gives it a little secret something. So I have a blend. This one is quite gingery.
Well, it is extra ginger, and I love ginger. Yeah. So this is in my space. I love this. This is what it, extra ginger. I love
ginger, cardamom, clove, cinnamon, fennel, black pepper, turmeric. And it has just a little bit of that turmeric. You don't really taste the turmeric in there, but it's giving you, you know, it's allowing you to accumulate it in your system, which is going to give you a different set of benefits.
I love that you said black fennel, because I got that licorice on there and I couldn't, like, I wasn't sure where that came. I was looking at the container, like, for ingredients and whatever. Now I'm thinking, all right, I love absinthe. I'm just curious we make, and I'm going to see Absinthia. Hopefully she'll be at Bar Convent in Brooklyn in a couple of weeks, but she makes this wonderful absinthe. And I'm wondering if we could make a cocktail out of this with the absinthe, just to make like an Indian spice, like, you know, almost like you would do a Sazerac, maybe just a little bit of a spritz of the absinthe, just to, you know, now you take that and you add the spices. This could be so much fun.
Oh, that could be amazing. I've never thought of that.
See, that's why we do this.
Beauty. I love, you know, the collaborations. Like, you know, I heard from a chef, I think in Texas, who mentioned on a forum that, like, it's their secret ingredient in their whipped cream at their restaurant. And I would have never in a million years thought to put ginger, cardamom, cloves, but it makes sense, right? Like it's just a beautiful, harmonious blend. And you can just add a little pinch and it adds a little something, but you can also go all in. This blend is really a little more fiery. I have another blend that has saffron in it. That one's got like a really smooth, softer flavor to it. Very similar bases, and yet like the personality, because I shifted the balance, it's totally different. And so it's something that, like, you know, I nothing makes me happier than seeing how people implement it in their lives. And then what ends up happening is that it's funny. I've had like bakers, be like, oh yeah, I would love to try something. Like I'll send them some chai masala to test out and recipes. And they're like, oh, and you know, I ended up like having you know, my wrists were really sore and it's amazing. I was drinking this and I feel like it's helped my wrists, or it helped my, you know, stomach issues, or, you know, it helped my acid reflux. Like I've heard so many stories of things that, you know, I only have so many health issues, but there's so many, you know, turmeric has 600 benefits. All of these other spices also have their own profile of benefits. All of the spices I use are organically grown. So, you know, they're safe to use, but they're also effective. So you're not only making a tastier drink, you're also making something that is adding value.
See, I get even more excited when we talk, because you say more and I'm like, I didn't know that. And here I thought when we met and what we were going to talk about, this would just be talking about teas and things like that. But we're not. You're a spice company. Provide that's so I want to have that clarity, that the idea was, you know, talk about turmeric and the value and the spices that you, but this has just been elevated to a whole nother level. Because if you're a pastry chef, if add this to your whipped cream, I'm thinking, you know, if you're doing a rub on, if you're doing smoked meats and you're doing a rub, phenomenal. You know, I love roasting vegetables, and I'm thinking you coat your vegetables, you roast vegetables with this. Those flavors are just going to marry so well with different roasted vegetables. This, you know, you made so many recommendations about cocktails, and what we should do is let's get together. Let's just open the bar. We'll start. Oh, let's add vodka here and tequila there. And, you know, can we do something with whiskey? You know, can we do something like like an Indian or a spicy chai bourbon old fashioned, you know, something like that.
I've got something new coming for that.
Good. This is a scoop here on the Fermented Adventure podcast.
So I'm super excited. Should I go ahead and tell you?
Yeah. Don't keep it a secret.
And
all the thousands of people, the multitude of people.
I don't know when this is going to be out, but and I haven't announced this yet. But I'm making a product specifically for food service first, and I'll see if the demand is there. If people want me to sell it on the website, I may. But the intention is, for me, it's been a huge, like, the cultural appropriation of chai is like such a pain point in my life, personally, because I take a great amount of pride. Like, you know, before turmeric was ever part of, you know, people started calling me the turmeric lady, I was the chai girl. Right. So chai is something I'm super passionate about. Masala chai is an expertise of mine. And it's a travesty to me what is being served on menus. So I wanted to go out there and offer something to coffee shops that would allow them to make something that somewhat resembles what you would taste on the subcontinent. You know, anyone who's traveled to India has had a cup of tea, hopefully. And it is a completely different experience. Now, granted, they tend to make it very milky and very sugary, but the key is this harmony of the tea and the spices that I just don't think any of the concentrates on the market has gotten right. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the people who are making them don't actually have a deep connection with the culture. But when I went to the coffee shops that I have relationships with because of my elixir, they were like, listen, you know, we really need it to be a concentrate. Like, the spices are great. They're beautiful. I've done, you know, Maman, which is a coffee shop in New York, and in other places, but most of their locations are here. They did this most incredible golden mocha with the chai masala last year. And it was, you know, it's a coffee-based drink with some chocolate. There was no tea involved, but they used the chai masala, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was the most delicious drink. And so people will use the chai masala in that way, but they're not going to brew tea and add the spices. It's just not practical given the amount of chai that coffee shops are going through. And I said to myself, I just can't live with the amount of waste that's involved with the concentrates that are currently on the market, because they're one-to-one concentrates. So almost everything, unless you're talking about like a syrup, like the pumped syrups, which are just flavors, they're often not like, I don't know what's in a lot of those things, but I won't get sidetracked into that. Most of the tea concentrates on the market are one-to-one, which means, you know, to make 16 cups of tea, they're shipping 64 ounces of concentrate in a jug. You know, so it's not only it's the packaging, the carbon footprint is immense on this. So I was like, can I do an ultra concentrate? So what I've created is something that not only tastes delicious, it's also more environmentally responsible. So I'm not shipping, people aren't paying for water that they don't need anyway. So 1 ounce of my concentrate makes an 8 ounce drink. So it's almost like a 1 to 7, much more concentrated. So 2 tablespoons to an 8 ounce drink, 3 tablespoons to a 12 ounce drink. And what dawned on me as I was making this, the people who are making it with me, like my essentially acting as my co-packer, are people who make cocktail syrups. So they really know about this. And I was like, wait a minute, this is going to be great for bartenders because, you know, I know like, I don't know if it's still going on, but I feel like espresso martinis were super popular.
Oh yeah, there's no, right? That's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, but like a masala chai cocktail, I think would be incredible. I think like the, you know, making like an old fashioned, or I think, I don't know why, but bourbon is what calls to me for mixing with chai. It just feels like the right thing. But I'm sure rum would be great too. I'm sure there's kinds of different things that could be done with it.
We just had Mean Mug Coffee Company, and they were there at the coffee show too. They're making Raj, which is and I'm probably going to screw this up, but it's the cascara. So they'll make a syrup out of that. I would love to see something with that and this and all kinds of, you know, because that to me sounds like the more you talk, the more desirous I want to just play like a. Like some sort of a scientific set or something like the chemical set that you get as kids.
I mean, I really like, I love that. And I love people being able to do it. So the extra ginger chai masala is the sort of key ingredient in my concentrate that's coming out as well. So it's those same spices paired with a beautiful, I am so thrilled I found a certified organic Assam tea that pairs beautifully with my spices. So those are, you know, the key ingredients of the concentrate that I will hopefully be launching at Fancy Food Show.
Okay, in just cool. That's coming up in not too much of the distance.
Yeah, like a few weeks.
Yeah. Now this, what I love about this and why I think, you know, as from a, you know, cocktail situation, there's so many layers of flavor and so many things that linger. And, you know, once your palate becomes acclimated, then things become even more amplified. So this is so much fun and this is so interesting. All right. I don't want to mess this up. So we have the other masala, the haldi dood masala.
Mm-hmm.
Did I do that right?
So yes, haldi dood masala. Very good. So masala, spices, right? Spice blends. Haldi means turmeric. Dood means milk.
So okay, cool.
While the elixir tastes great with milk, it was not designed for milk necessarily. It just happens to work. The coffee shops that have tried both are like, well, are we supposed to switch? And I'm like, no, absolutely not. Use the thing that you like. My thing, one of my missions is to make it easy for people to get a little bit of turmeric into their bodies every day in a safe way. This is a product that's meant to be a tool in their arsenal. It is not meant to necessarily be the thing that they drink every day, but it's a totally different, like, if you were to imagine an adult cocoa, like just something that's soothing, comforting, makes you feel like you're wrapped in a warm blanket. This masala is actually a chai masala as well. Other than my turmeric, all the spices are from Burlap and Barrel, which is an amazing spice company, also based out of New York. The haldi dood masala came about because I realized that there's a limit to the growth that I can have with just the turmerics that I'm using. And also that not everyone necessarily values the quality and the flavor that comes from that. And therefore they don't necessarily want to pay the more premium price tag for the elixir. So I wanted to offer something that does allow them to access the turmeric at a cheaper price point. So with Burlap and Barrel's turmeric, it is single origin, comes from one farm. It is organically grown. It is processed the traditional way, but they're following the methodology that they've used on their farm for generations. It is processed at the farm. So I'm not making the powder myself the way I am with my the turmeric that's in my elixir and in the chai masalas. What that means, though, is that even though the farms are being compensated well, the cost to me is a fraction of what the elixir turmeric costs. So I'm able to make something at a lower price point that is still really delicious. It's just particularly designed to pair with some sort of milk or something creamy. So that one is turmeric, ginger, cardamom, cloves, cinnamon, black pepper, and nutmeg. So nutmeg is a new thing that I've thrown in there. And that also, I think that, you know, that cinnamon, clove, nutmeg vibe has a very sort of fall, winter, like you could think of it as a sort of alternative to the pumpkin spice latte, you know, that kind of a thing. So you could also add this into a latte. I'm sure people will come up with a million other uses for it. And to me, that's the beauty of beautifully balanced spices, is that they can have many applications. I mix mine with olive oil, butter, honey, and a little extra black pepper and a little extra chili, so that and a little bit of the haldi dood masala. And I rubbed that on the white sweet potatoes. You know what I'm talking about? And I made wedges of those. I rubbed that mixture on and I baked it. And they were just delicious. And I had no idea if it would work, but it makes it easier to be a good cook when you're using good spice blends. Then it's just about learning what flavors it goes with. So my blends do tend to, because they're made for drinks, tend to pair with sweeter flavored things.
If the Food Network is monitoring this podcast, which they should be, then I would say you need to get your own TV show, because the things that you're, you know, bringing to us on the podcast, one after the other, sound more delicious. You're talking, I'm thinking we put this in a hot toddy, hot cider, you know, like an adult hot cocoa, where we're spiking that a little bit, but making that these spices go so well. Mead, if you want to make a mead or a cider cocktail, this is an ingredient you want to add to that. So these are delicious. And what I enjoy, they are all three different expressions. I went back to the elixir, and you really get so much of that. I love the earthiness of turmeric. So I love that you're really tasting the root versus somebody sweetened something and yeah, it's got turmeric in it, but it really isn't. Or as we talk about the quality here comes through. It stands out. I feel vibrant right now. I've been drinking all this turmeric.
No. I mean,
this is wonder. They're going to have to chain me to something so I don't go off into the world.
It's great that you're uncaffeinated. So I think that when you have the turmeric on in the morning, you are able to actually experience the way that it works with the body. So what's interesting is that people will ask if it's safe to drink at bedtime. Will not keep you awake at night, but when you have it, it actually works with the rhythms of the body. So what you're getting from it now is because you slept, you woke up, and now you're having it. If you have it like late in the afternoon, like if you're like, oh, I'm going for a drive and I'm feeling a little sleepy, you need coffee for that, right? Like the turmeric is not going to help you when your body needs rest. That's going to work with what your body is asking for. It will not artificially stimulate it. But in the morning, it genuinely will give you like this natural energy that I totally
boost.
Love.
I took this one, the Haldi Dude Masala, and I followed the package. I added water, and I also, instead of milk, I added oat milk.
Yes, perfect.
It's creamy. It's almost like those orange sickles, right?
Uh-huh.
If you were to make a tumor, like, all right, here's an idea for somebody. Ooh. Make this Haldi Dude Masala, you know, sickle. Like these things are these pops, right? These are huge.
Oh, yeah.
Use that. That would be so cool and interesting. Ice cream. This is ice cream flavor. This is make a sundae out of this. We have to do a whole nother podcast of
or caramel.
Oh, yeah.
It would be delicious in a caramel sauce.
Cooking with Anjali. That's what we're going to call this segment. And cooking and cocktails with Anjali. And we're just going to have people riveted to see what comes out next. This is great. So, you know, you talk about this concentrate, you talk about these things that are in the works. Is there anything else that the flavors that people can find on their website that they should be shopping for when they go to the website?
Well, the other thing I don't currently have right now is a collaboration. And this is it's a beautiful thing, seeing what people do. And when someone actually makes another packaged product and uses your ingredient as the inspiration, that's like probably one of the ultimate compliments. So during the pandemic, this started. There's a company that I know in Brooklyn called Cantina Royal that makes incredible hot sauces, really flavor forward, really like, you know, just lots of layers of flavor. Their chef is absolutely incredible with finding just that perfect balance. And then refining it even more. So none of their sauces are so hot that they'll blow out your palate. But they created a hot sauce designed around my turmeric elixir that has become like a gateway hot sauce. So people who don't typically like hot sauces are standing at the booth when, you know, they're doing a tasting at some sort of a pop-up market. And there'll always be someone in that group who's like, oh, I'm not a hot sauce person. And someone will try the Resilience hot sauce that's made with my elixir and be like, okay, this is one you should try. And it's just got this soft heat that builds, but you taste the turmeric, you taste the ginger, you taste the lemon. They also threw a little tarragon in there. And then the habanero sort of kicks in. And it's a really beautiful hot sauce. And whenever I have it in stock, I have a customer who just buys it by the case. They buy 12 bottles at a time. But no one comes back and orders one bottle. They always order 3, 4, 5 bottles because it's actually a hot sauce that you use in quantity. So that is off and on available on my website, but it's always available from Cantina Royal's hot website as well.
You keep talking. I'm going to keep shopping. That's what's going to happen. So, yeah. You know, for Fermented Adventure, we have interviewed some hot sauce creators, and we love hot sauce. So this is perfect. This is more and more opportunity and ideas to use these wonderful spices, these wonderful flavors to create such an experience. Anjali, this has been a treat. I'm so glad we had the time today to sit down and talk and learn more about what you're doing. Is there anything we haven't discussed on the podcast? Anything you want to share with our listeners?
That's a great question. I think the only other thing I would say is that if you're in the Northeast region, I am on the menu at Joe Coffee Company. And other coffee shops. I'm at in the Northeast region, which means Northern New Jersey, New York State, Connecticut. I'm in Whole Foods Market, so you can grab my products there. And of course, if people want to see it elsewhere, please let me know. I'm at Anjali's Cup on Instagram, and all the emails, hello@anjaliscup.com. The DMs on Instagram and TikTok, everything comes to me. So please reach out. I'd love to talk to people and, even get people samples if they want to try something out for their menu.
Well, we took a little detour on our fermented adventure, and I'm so glad we did. We got off at this rest stop and we learned so much about turmeric and spices. And I learned that chai is basically tea. And if I say tea, I'm saying tea, and that's just wrong. And we learned about, the levels and the values of turmeric and what you're doing and how it's being produced and the relationships you have. I want to be able to go to not just the Northeast region, but the South needs to find out about you. The West needs to find out. When you walk into any coffee shop, barbecue place, restaurant, pastry shop, you want to see these containers on their shelves somewhere. So, you're getting the best out there you could possibly find.
That's right. I want to raise the bar.
Well, keep raising it. Thank you so much. We're grateful for you being a friend of a Fermented Adventure, and we can't wait to see you at the next food show or at the next wherever you're going to be. This is awesome.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Anjali. Cheers.
Cheers.